Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, the basketball mega arena that crypto paid for, but what else is Bitcoin snapping up these days? But first,
people, for example, that are afraid of disclosing their HIV status inadvertently because they have tablets with them when they have visitors or when they're traveling. Some people are really anxious about forgetting to take their daily tablet. And so this kind of innovation is essential to provide additional options for people.
Britain's NHS has approved the rollout to people living with HIV of the first long-acting injectable treatment to help keep the virus at bay. An estimated 13,000 people will be eligible for the medicine in England, which means they no longer need daily pills, but will instead have two injections every 2 months, cutting dosing days from 365 to 6. Sean Van Wyk is Global Medical Lead at Vive Healthcare.
Cabotegravir and rilpivirine as an injectable, long-acting injectable therapy will now become available to people living with HIV in the UK.
Following clinical trials, medicines watchdog NICE has approved the treatments.
We're very excited about the NICE positive appraisal. We believe that we have to continue innovating and provide new therapy options for people living with HIV.
Gary Brough from Positively UK, a London-based HIV peer support organisation, takes the two-pill daily regimen.
My hope is just that those people that have complex lives, whether that's because of their work, their study, their social situation as to where they're living, that those people who need the option not to have to take pills on a daily basis have it.
Now, it's been a big 24 hours for your right to repair after Apple performed a massive U-turn. Now pledges to sell kits and repair guides for customers to fix their own phones and Macs, well, at least some of the newer ones. The tech giant announced a self-repair program that will start early next year for screens, batteries and cameras. In all, more than 200 parts, manuals and tools will be sold from Apple's repair store, taking it up against competition from the likes of iFixit. But why now? The Verge is reporting the announcement follows months of pressure from not just activists and politicians, but shareholders worried about the eco-impact of all these new devices. How this affects Apple's vast profits will be interesting to watch. Next. After plenty of fireballs and misfires, but finally some progress, SpaceX boss Elon Musk is teasing early 2022 for the first orbital launch of his Starship mega rocket. Musk says he's hoping to launch his Starship, which dwarfs NASA's 70s-era record holder Saturn V, in January after further Earth-based test launches before Christmas. Starship is a giant that Musk wants to send astronauts to the moon inside and to colonize Mars using reusable Falcon 9 boosters. Next.
So we took samples of DNA from this rhino to store, so there'll be a copy of her genome available for all time.
A deceased rhino was helping scientists to save her species after dying at 40 years old. Clara, a southern white rhino at Whipsnade Zoo, had her DNA extracted to help boost the population of 18,000 of the animals, which live mostly in African game reserves. The tissue samples were taken by vets during a post-mortem for use in research and conservation projects.
All of the findings that we find from this post-mortem will be stored on an international system called the Zoo Information Management Service, which allows people from other zoos to access this information.
That's Dr. Simon Spiro, the zoo's wildlife veterinary pathologist. At the same time, Oxford University's Rhino Fertility Project is developing new ways to grow immature eggs from Clara's ovary and hopefully be able to produce white rhino embryos in the future. Next. It's a deal worth a stunking $700 million, or perhaps 11,000 bitcoins, because the Staples Center in Los Angeles is rebranding as the Crypto.com Arena. Basketball teams, the LA Lakers and LA Clippers, currently call the 2,000-seat arena home. The 20-year rights deal, which shows how far crypto has come in becoming a mainstream asset, starts on Christmas Day. Meanwhile, it's quite an unusual crowdfund, with a cabal of investors pooling some $13 million in cryptocurrency donations in a bid to buy a rare 1787 copy of the United States Constitution. The group's called Constitution DAO. It says the plan is to put the Constitution in the hands of the people. Copy is being sold by Sotheby's for $20 million, so the group still has a way to go, and it's unclear how any ownership would be divvied up. Let us go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, it's sustainable chocks away for Britain's RAF with a record-breaking, very special flight. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. There's a royal warning from the Duke of Cambridge that British overseas territories are on what he describes as the front line of the climate crisis. Prince William is calling for pressure to be kept on world leaders to combat climate change as he addressed delegates gathered at the Foreign Office in London.
You're all on the front line. Your contributions to global emissions are negligible, and yet you face the dire consequences of rising sea levels, changing weather patterns, and the destruction of coral reefs. Climate change is threatening the very survival of the territories, your ways of life, and the future of all your people.
William was addressing representatives from 14 territories, including Bermuda, the Falkland Islands, and Montserrat. And finally, chocks away for the RAF, making a record first flight using entirely synthetic petrol. The Icarus C-42 microlight aircraft was flown from Cotswold Airport in the English Shires by Group Captain Peter Hackett. The fuel was developed by a firm called Zero Petroleum and is made by mixing hydrogen that's been extracted from water with carbon taken from atmospheric CO2. The Ministry of Defence claims this synthetic fuel emits up to 90% fewer carbon emissions than fossil fuel alternatives. You are up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back on Friday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.